Well, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Boker Tov, Mishpachah. You are listening to Love Live Rock, Remnant Reality Radio. And this is Praise Prayer. Praise Prayer, Decree and Declare, with Shaliach Scribe. Hallelujah. It is a beautiful, sunny Wednesday morning here on May 4th, 2022. We got about 49 degrees last time I checked my phone. The sun is up, the skies are blue, and it looks like it's going to be a good day. Hallelujah. We are going to call Yami forward and see if she would pray, clear the line, pray us in this morning, and bring forth her praise, prayers, decrees, and declares. Hallelujah. Yami, are you there?
Hallelujah. Well, I am present, and we are coming together to honor our Most High Elohim, our Yahweh, and His Son, who paid the price, that we might have life and life more abundantly. Father, here we are saying that we want to establish our foundation firmly connected to you, being your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. And Father, we need your guidance, because we might just hurt ourselves if we just start exploring and going, enjoying life and without you, without considering you in all our ways. So we choose to consider you, and we ask that you accept our coming before you, knowing that we can't live the kind of life worth living without you, without your approval, and without walking in your ways. And Father, as we look in the book of Leviticus, you certainly do not forget to guide us, because you guided every kind of cleaning out and separation from this world. It, through the book of Leviticus, Father, you have given us directions on how to come to you when we did wrong. And what is wrong? And Father, you promised us the Ruach, which will clue us in on when we're going wrong. And you gave us these even directions how to cleanse ourselves from this world. And Father, more than that, instead you told us it isn't really our offerings and our sacrifices that we give for our sin, for our wrongdoing, that you desire. But you desire for us to know you and to love you. Therefore, we say we are yours, and we will receive your instruction, and we will walk with your Ruach. And Father, we choose to let the Ruach pray proper prayers through us, because you've made us vessels worthy, hallelujah, to show forth your majesty in the things we do. Father, I'm going to read to you the list this one list that I have about who I am only because of what Yeshua did and the presence of your Ruach and the presence of the word that I study to show myself through, that being established in my walk, in my daily life, we shall overtake the enemy because he is under our feet because you're in us. And you are the champion, and he must submit. So as we open our mouth, we submit to the Ruach, and they take over. And I say that I am in agreement with your government. I am a man after your heart. And I'm a champion because I'm walking with you. I am humble and walk in truth. I am love. I am filled with peace and I am prudent in speech. I am born to be a servant of yours, to be have that set apart connection that makes us all able to take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea. I am persuaded that Yah is able to complete the work he has in me and in all of us. I am accepted in the brethren. I am a vessel of honor, clean, reborn, and established in truth. I am new, brand new, every morning. My heart and soul is renewed and established to do just for the day the great exploits you have. Have already know what each of us will be going through. I am able to help others to have a new heart. I am a planting of Yahweh and a planter of truth. I am with, I trust in Yahweh, and I'm heard when I pray. I'm full of joy unspeakable, and is full of your majesty. I am to give words of encouragement to those who need it. I'm able to surrender my will and do Yah's will. I'm willing to follow him. He is able to lead me. I am a fisher of men. When my Savior calls me, I will hear him. I will pay my vows to Yah in the presence of all his people, and I'm called to the one who, excuse me, I can't read my own writing. I come and bow down at his feet. So, Father, hallelujah. I thank you that you give us so many good gifts that eternally We will be learning. We will be placing you in highest esteem and watching how your government works and how it is in unity we stand. Father, you gave the Pacific directions in what your desires are for us, and you desire most for us to know you and love you. And to do that, we have to receive your armor, or first of all, we have to receive salvation and believe the word and the truth that is written, and then we receive an armor of protection, which our sister every morning applies. And I'm thankful that we are coming together and we are receiving the things we need to be mighty warriors and to be dressed properly for battle and to accomplish our part in defeating that enemy, and help us to recognize where there is a leak or a little hole or a big one that the word tells us we become blind, and when we're trying to tell somebody else their mistakes and we haven't looked at our own, help us to keep ourselves in perspective that we have to walk in truth ourselves. How can we give something away that it's not ours? You give to us all we need to pass that on to others. Let us not agree with the enemy or do anything that disgraces you. Let us not be ashamed. Let not the enemy triumph over us. So, Ruach, this morning, as you bring to us this new day, let us serve you in this new day in a brand new way, not forgetting the benefits that you bring to us and not rejecting the instructions, but going forth with as a mighty warrior, because you are in us and you've already overcome the enemy. We get to tell him the truth so that he has to bow down to you and leave your people alone. And Father, help us to have that heart of the evangelist also, and to snatch from the fire those who are needing or are ready for repentance and wanting to know the instructions necessary to have a life worth living. So we give permission, Ruach, for you to take over as we bow down our heart and say, come, Ruach, and minister according what you please, what Yah has directed you, and we shall see the goodness of Yah in the land of the living. Amen.
Time we're going to ask Marissa to come forward with Ephesians 6 and her praise, prayers, decrees, and declares, her 77 thankful things, and her 40 powerful prayers. Hallelujah. Marissa, here you go.
Good morning. Shalom. Chapter 6 in the morning. As we know, our elders, which are Pastor Brock, always gives us that reminder to read it. So, hallelujah for Yahweh's word. And it is always a definite important thing to put our armor on. If when we forget, then that's when things don't go in the which direction. Children, obey your parents in Yahweh, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that I may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but nurture them in the discipline and teaching of our master. Slaves, obey your masters according to flesh, with reverence and trembling and singleness of your heart, as to Messiah, not with eye service as hypocrites, but as slaves of Messiah, doing the will of our master from the heart. Serving as slaves with goodwill to our master and not as to men. Each one knowing that whatever good thing he does, this he shall receive from the master, whether he is a slave or a free man. And masters, do the same things toward them, forgiving their faults, knowing that the master of you and of them is in heaven. And if there is no respect of persons with them, for the rest, my brothers, be made powerful in our master and in the might of his strength. Put on all the armor of Yahweh for you to be able to stand against the strategies of the devil, for a conflict is not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and with those in authority, and with the possessors of this dark world and the evil spirits that are beneath heaven. And because of this, take up all of the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to resist the evil one, and being prepared, you shall prevail. Then stand firm, having girded your loins about with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. And defend your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. Above all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you'll be able to quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. Also put on the helmet of salvation, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. Do all prayer and petition, praying at all times in the Spirit, and watching the same thing with all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. Pray also for me, that to me may be given speech in the opening of my mouth with boldness to make known the mystery of the good news, for which I am an ambassador in a chain, that in it I may speak boldly as it is right for me to speak, but that you also may know the things about me, what I am doing. Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister and our master, will make known all things to you, whom I sent to you for the same thing, that you might know the things about us, and he may comfort your heart. Peace to the brothers and love with faith from Yahweh, the Father and the Master Yeshua Messiah. Grace be to those that love our Master Yeshua Messiah without corruption. Amen. I am bold. I am Yahweh's beloved. I am Yahweh's daughter. I am a doer. I am loved. I am an overcomer. I am beautiful. I am great. I am gifted. I am faithful. I am Baruch. I am righteous. I am able to do all things through the Messiah who strengthens me. I am a mother. I am a warrior. I am a champion. I am a successful person. I am a good person. I am a truth teller. I'm a good, I think I had that twice. I'm a good daughter. I'm a well-seasoned person. I'm well-seasoned and Yahweh's knit together. I'm a fine. I am Yahweh's vessel. I'm bond purchased by the blood of the Lamb. I'm a learner or a student for Yahweh's word. I'm a seer. I'm in awe and fearful of Yahweh, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. I'm a receiver for all Yah has for me. I'm a walking and living testimony. I'm obedient. I'm putting all my trust in you. I am fruitful and joyful. And Yahweh's fruit of the Ruach. And I was in worship last night and again this morning. And this scripture kept coming up as in Ezekiel 37:14. And I shall put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will put on your own land, and you shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken and have done it, says Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh was to me, saying, and you of man, take one stick from yourself and write on it, for Judah and his companions sent to Israel, and take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, all the house of Israel, his companions, and draw them one to one for yourself into one ikad stick, and they shall become one in your hand. Well, hallelujah. I didn't read that far before, but I like that. So that was 14 to 17. But as we all know that we are ikad in Yahweh, and I'm thankful for Yahweh's word. I'm thankful for his companionship with Yahweh, for making us into that place where we can be God. So for him bringing us into that place, I'm thankful that he brings us there. And for his living word, I'm thankful for the world that we live on, for our brethren and our loved ones. I'm thankful for the sunshine when it comes out in the morning. I'm thankful for all of our seasons, that he makes the all seasons unique. I'm thankful for our Elohim, for our Malachim. I'm thankful for Yahweh to continue to do more each day and his work as I go forward in repentance. I'm thankful for coming out of that darkness. I'm thankful for being grounded and replenished in the ground. Thankful Yahweh is planting the soil. I'm thankful for my family, for my children. I'm thankful for all of our children. Thankful for salvation, for our animals, and for Yah's discernment. Thankful for health, and thankful for our Rock and Sandy, that they are driving safely on the road and just being encouraged. They'll get home with no issues and no more problems. And just being to clear that as we recognize our flesh and the Ruach, to Yahweh delivers us from anything. And I just being to clear that we are in the cloud with Yahweh, with the Ruach. And it's being to clear that all the stuff going on in the world out there, that Yahweh has hands on those situations. I'm just being declared that our brother Mike has been on my mind a lot, that you know where he is right now, yeah. And I miss him at nighttime on the calls. I'm sure we all do. I'm just being declared that you'll get him back to wherever he is, to come back to the phone, or not phone, but come back to the ministry so he can come on the phone line at 9 o'clock at night. So whatever's going on, we just ask for you to gently bring it back to us. Guide him with your hand, Yahweh, at each step he takes. And let him overcome whatever the adversary is trying to plot before him, and then whatever he's trying to plot before any of us. Hallelujah, we thank you for that, Yahweh, that you are our detailer, you are our provider, and you are our way maker. So make that way for him to come back. Hallelujah, we praise your name, that you are making your way for all of us and in our hearts today. Pray for that deep speak to our hearts, to give us that fulfillment, that anything that was voided out, that you'll bring that light back to us, to our hearts.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to jump to a music break here real quick. And this is something to get us rolling. This is Rattle by Elevation Worship. Hallelujah.
New. You're not gonna run out of miracles anytime soon.
Like I said, that was Rattle by Elevation Worship, morning and evening. We are going to call Yami back, knowing that she's going to be taking us back through, or back into, I should say, the book of Leviticus. Yami, what have you got for us this morning here on Praise, Prayer, Decree, and Declare? Live it live.
Hallelujah. Well, I am going to sum up because the details, you know, of how the Leviticus tribe, I believe, was set aside, you know, for the purpose of taking offerings, and this is an example. This says actually exactly how they were to do that, and how what our part is was what it was for the Israelites, and I suggest everyone at least read and look at themselves when they read it and read the book of Leviticus and figure out, you know, where their issues fit. And in the very last verse in Leviticus, after going through a lot of details that the Ruach can point out to us in our own life how to live a set-aside life that magnifies and exemplifies and shows the world that it isn't the offerings and the sacrifices that he wants, but that he shows us how to get out of our sins, what to do, how to cleanse ourselves. Now with his word, with his Ruach, and with his love, with the price for our sins, our wrongdoing, the perfect sacrifice is our Messiah, so that in our heart we will not break the Torah, and if we do, we can every morning renew, and in the evening how we get together to recognize what we need to do to get back in right action. As we do this, we are learning how to sacrifice our ways that we learned in Egypt, that we learned practices that dishonor his ways. And in the 27th chapter, the 34th verse says, these are the commandments which Yahweh had commanded Moses to the sons of Israel on Mount Zion. And then in the footnote, it mentions tithing, and actually it calls us a tithe. So as a tithe, we are used for we're what through us is given, what he set aside, the Yahweh, how, okay, I'm going to read it because it says it better than the words I'm trying to put together. The footnote says, tithing is a principle that goes back to the beginning of time. It is a principle that all belongs to Yahweh, and he allows us to keep 90% of our increase if we rightfully give back 10 to him for the work. And that says to me that I don't want to take from that 10%. That's his. I want to do his work with that. And okay, a shepherd would literally count each of his sheep by having them pass through a rod. As the true believers are called the sheep of Yeshua Messiah's pasture, they are literally the tithe from the world to be part of the family of Yah. And so, hallelujah, we have the essence of love inside of us, and we are set apart to express that love in all truth. And we do show people the sacrifices and the offering that he really wants is for us to know and love him. And in that, we respond to the way he created us in the beginning to be, and we learn all about the high depth, breadth, and length, and width of his love towards us, and then that's what we have to bring to a dying world and show it forth, and let Yah draw them to himself. For this is the work of the evangelist. And we want to go tell it on the mountain and over the hills and everywhere that their Messiah has come. And we want to show them how Yah wants to use us to be an example of how a life is worth living when we are clean of the flesh. We are cleaned of those things the flesh has picked up in Egypt. And Hallelujah. He is the way, the truth, and he's the life worth living. So in him let us live, move, and have our being. So we will understand that Yah has a plan, and we have to be cleaned out in order to be filled with his plan. Because man decided to go his own way, and they went every which way but loose. It's not pleasant to Yah to see us go astray, and he'd rather us just stay, because he created his ways to be an everlasting way, and then we only bring a sacrifice of praise to him. We don't have to do, we do have to constantly be clean, but the sacrifice is paid by the blood. And the recognition and confession of it is how we stay clean, staying in him, walking and doing his part, and enjoying the abundant life. So we will let Leviticus, let Leviticus stand as truth in our action, our words, and our deeds. And we will now be going into the book of Numbers, and I will not attempt to pronounce it in Hebrew, but it looks like it's a B-M-I-D-B-A-R. And so tomorrow we'll be looking into that, considering how do we communicate with our Most High Elohim. And that communication has to involve our studying to show ourselves approved. Our prayers can be anything, but he really loves it for us to pray back to him the things that we've learned by studying. And example, he tells us to let a thief work for a living. So if we have been a thief, we pray and we confess that sin and we turn from it. And to make the amends needed, first the blood covers that theft we were, and we ask him to reveal to us the work that we have to do, so we contribute to society and pay our own, do our work and pay for our, don't expect others to just get free, let us be freeloaders, but let us fit where we belong and work for a living and earn our day of food and shelter, etc. So we thank you, Father, that you will keep us on the path that is straight, and that you've written on our heart the truth and the way. And so we can have a life worth living. Amen. That's it, Scribe.
Thank you for that, Yami. Beautiful job. We are going to get a bit of a break in a minute here, but the scribe has just realized that he has been depriving everybody of a barukata, hallelujah, and I should not have done that. So I am going to stop doing it right now, and we're going to add a new part to praise, prayer, decree, and declare, a part that should have been in here all along. But like I said, I'm relatively new at this, and sometimes I miss things. So we are going to edit, and this is actually a really, really good time for this because Yami just got done talking wonderfully, extremely thoroughly about our being the tithe, the flock being the tithe. The fact that shepherds back in the day would cause their flocks and their herds to pass under a rod to count for them. And then 10% of them would be set aside for Yahweh. And that's where our idea of tithing comes from. We are allowed to use, to have access to 90% of what we produce. That 90% is still Yahweh's. All he asks is for 10%. That we could test him with it. So that he could show through that. Because we already don't have enough evidence to convince us that he's good at his word. He's going to double down and say, you can't beat me. You're not going to, you know, you're not going to bluff me out of something. I don't bluff. All my cards are on the table, and if you don't believe me, I am going to barukata you some more. If you're obedient. So in that ruach of obedience, in the desire not to violate Malachi 3:8, that says, will a man rob Yah? If you are being led to do so, we would encourage you to be a baruchata hallelujah to Love Live Radio, Love Inc., and our assorted ministries. We have obviously the radio ministry. We also have a prison ministry. We do Faith Favor Farms. We do the houses of worship. Samaritan's Couch, Cot, whatever you want to call it, which is basically a live-in type recovery situation. And we do transformed recovery because nothing is going to change. You are not going to become resemblant of Yeshua Messiah. You're not going to become resemblant of Yahweh. That image is still going to be besmirched. Far more abstract, boy, I kind of like that term, far more abstract than Abba Yah ever desired for it to be. And if it's too abstract, you're going to be unrecognizable. So don't be unrecognizable. When Yahweh says something, when Yeshua says something, when the Ruach says something, when Shachma tells you to act in a certain way, do it simply because they know better than you do. This ain't scribe talking, all right? This word has tripped me up. This word has beat me up so many times I can't begin to tell you. Okay. It's easier to do what he tells you to. And when he says give with a grateful heart, give with a grateful heart. And that can be done by going to give.yahweh.love and using our PayPal portal, or you can mail check, paper check or money order to P.O. Box 68138, Phoenix, Arizona 85082, or you can text 77777. To 44321, and that will connect you with Love Inc. And you can give until your heart's content. We will properly use the widow's mite because, again, this does not go to the ministers. This goes to the ministry, and then the ministry casts it out to the other ministries that we're involved in, where we expect to see major growth, because Abba Yah says his word will not return void. Hallelujah. So hallelujah. This is a Bring Us Back, Joshua Aaron live at the tower. When we come back, it'll be me bringing you some wow. Hallelujah.
I want to welcome, we've got a beautiful group, a good friend of mine, Brian Slater, with Abundant Bread of Salvation. Over here in the corner, he brought with him 35 Holocaust survivors from the Association of Ghetto Holocaust Survivors. Can we stand up over here in the corner? Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for being here tonight. An honor to be here with you guys. So here we are. Bring us back. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That was Joshua Aaron from the Tower of David, live from the Tower of David, which brings back. Oh, hallelujah. Abba, in the name of Yeshua, we just thank you for this morning. And yeah, I just ask, as I am Baruch Atah with the privilege of speaking to your people, that you would put a special anointing upon my mind, my tongue, my ability to communicate, and obviously the words spoken, yeah. That it would not return void. And that it would change hearts and open eyes in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Amen. I am 33 is an exercise that we engage in here at Transformed and Love Live Rock Remnant Reality Radio to be an encouragement to ourselves. Because if we're not preaching a positive message to ourselves, then it's a negative message. We understand our sin. We've dealt with it. We continue to deal with it. We understand repentance or teshuva, how to teshuva. We've engaged in it. We probably wouldn't be on this line talking right now if we didn't. But now we have to make our minds, all of our mental capacity and arena, a battle. And we have to be our own gladiator, because nobody else is going to do it for us. We've got to get that armor from Yah's word and like-minded people. So when I was given this assignment, the Ruach moved through me like this. Hallelujah. I am 33. In Yahweh El Elyon, I am made righteous through Yeshua's righteousness. I am free of doubt. I am a son, brother, and friend, and set apart good standing with a Kodesh reputation. I am loved to the deepest, most intense definition of the word in all languages. I am shielded by Shamayim's Shakma, protected from harm, both earthly and in the unseen realm. I am dead to my flesh, past sins, failures, and self-defeating or self-degrading thinking. I don't want either one. I am a powerful prayer warrior, guided altar worker, and valued and respected messenger, possessed of the mind of Yeshua, pursuing deeper levels of intimacy with the Creator. I am walking with a powerful anointing upon me at all times, benefiting from an intimate relationship with the Ruach of Yahweh. I am free to express and pour forth the favor of the kingdom of Shamayim because of who He is in me. I have nothing to apologize for. Having the authority to walk in unquestionable, unimpeachable boldness, excitement, and truth through Him who lives within and through me. I am instantly obedient, stepping out in faith, even in the darkest of situations. I, by faith, walk perpetually in the light of His Hanan, His favor, and the authority of Yeshua and the Shachma of Solomon. I am continually being healed of past failures, wounds, and physical maladies, known or unknown. My set-apart existence is whole because of the price paid by Yeshua on the torture stake. I am excited about my relationship with Yeshua, not because of who I am, but because of who He is in me. I am walking a directed, guided, and protected Hanan, Chesed, and Baruch Atah path, lit forever by Yeshua's divine light and Emet, His truth. It is His way I walk. I am a believer, disciple, and humbled apostle, Shalayach of the Most High. I am a conduit of His love, Shachma, His Ahava, His Shachma, Hanan, and strength, knowing, applying, and sharing the promises of Yah as simply as possible in a way that reaches into the hearts of all men, forever separating faith from doubt and righteousness from wickedness. I am possessed of a transformed mind, will, and soul. My life has ceased to be mine. My decisions will be his decisions for me. I am not ignorant of the plans of the adversary. I am called a friend of Yeshua, therefore possessing access to inner circle strategy session. I am a trusted servant, brother, warrior, and friend of the way, the truth, and the life, Yeshua HaMashiach. I am standing as an honored recipient of HaMashiach's living expression of the Father, Abba's faith in him, as expressed in John 17. I am, through Yah's favor, more than capable in righteous discernment, dream interpretations as directed, and the various functions of the Ruach HaKodesh. I am a walking, talking epistle to the nations, tribes, clubs, and gangs of this world, ordained with Ruachal giftings needed to see the heart, mind, and Ruachal condition of all I encounter. I am a blood-bought, covered, and protected identifier of all things evil, demonic, or opposed to the Ahava of Yeshua Yahweh, confidently, yaffinately coming against that which refuses to align itself with the set-apart freedom of the kingdom. As Yeshua demonstrated, I am loyal, steadfast, kind, loving, and possessed of his integrity and faithfulness. I am possessed of an intellect not my own, to fully understand and disseminate in obedience not just the wisdom of Yah, but the gift of salvation to all whom I am led. I am aware of the urgency of the times. It is not mine to squander. I am disciplined and discipled by the hosts of heaven, Shamayim, humbly entering into a working relationship with the Melchizedek priesthood. I am a biker, visionary, and overseer riding safely and at speed, regardless of weather conditions, knowing as directed by wisdom, Shachma, as Yeshua did, that Yahweh will never fail to protect me in transit from one appointed place of ministry to the next extended feast. I am the head of my home. I lead, love, and function out of nine fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh, Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruits of the Ruach are love, joy, shalom, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, Yah control. Against such things there are no instructions. I am a barukata to all I meet. Each meeting is a divine appointment to fulfill Yah's purposes. I am consumed with and by his calling on my life. I am ministry, or I am nothing. By the Hanan of Yah and his wealth, I am debt-free to this world. Everything I have or need is the responsibility of kingdom financing. I am coveted for the message of Emet and Hanan of Yah that emanates through me. The message I am possessed by cannot be stifled, opposed, defamed, or defeated. I do not desire to be the love of Yahweh with skin on. I am the anointed embodiment of Yeshua's earthly ministry, walking in his belief in his Father, and his Father's faith in him. I am Kodesh, or set apart for the work of the kingdom. Gadrael, Hasatan, cannot take, shake, or break my faith, my shalom, my joy, my trust, my obedience, my family, my place in ministry, or my property. I am not perfect, but he who is within me is. And I am strongly encouraging you to claim and identify whatever you want to in here and make it absolutely yours, because if it's true about me, because I got it from the word, then it's true about you and Yeshua. Hallelujah. With that, we are going to jump into our wealth of wisdom teaching for the day, which we are going to get from Sefer Mishlei, or Mishlei, formerly known as Proverbs. We're going to be looking at the third chapter of Proverbs again. verses 7 to 12. Yami, if you're there, could you pray over the reading of the word, please?
Hallelujah, Father. Thank you that you give us the written word so that we can ever look into the mirror of the word and see how our reflection is according to your truth. And thank you that you know we're human and humans forget. So you give us your word to remind us and help us to inhale the pure truth and exhale and get rid of, out of us, any impurities that don't belong there. And then, Father, let us honor you and your way that you put before us in the written word. And allow us to carry that truth to a dying world so that they can be born again and have life and life more abundantly. And let us not be ashamed. Let not the enemy triumph over us. For you are our source and you're our shield. And you're the one that gives to us the truth and the best way to live. Amen. Sanctify the word and let us receive it. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami. All right. Verse 7. Do not be wise in your eyes. Fear Yahweh and depart from evil. Healing shall be to your navel and marrow to your bones. Honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. And your barns shall be filled with plenty, and your wine vats shall burst with new wine. My son, do not reject the chastening of Yahweh, and do not hate his correction. For whom Yahweh loves, he corrects, even as a father corrects the son with whom he is pleased. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is probably going to begin to look familiar in these first three chapters of Proverbs. Solomon does repeat himself quite a bit, but there's a point for it. There's a point to it, and I don't believe it's because Solomon is suffering from Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or anything else that affects the mental capacity or the ability to remember, okay? I know for a fact that Yahweh doesn't suffer from it, so if he wants something repeated, he is going to give it to someone that he trusts to convey that message over and over again. There's nobody on this line right now or listening to it as a pre-recorded broadcast that has ever learned anything or kept anything the first time they heard it. Just doesn't happen that way. So Yah brings it back and brings it back and brings it back until we do get it right. So it feels like, so if there comes a time in your life when it feels like you are on a hamster wheel and not going anywhere, or like it's a rat race and you're not getting anywhere, it's probably because you missed something right around chapter 6, or right around verse 6, rather, where we are all instructed in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Now, it doesn't say in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths, unless you don't really believe, unless you're an agnostic, unless you're unsure, unless you're Muslim. You know, it doesn't say that, okay? This word includes everybody. You cannot escape this word. In fact, it is futile and foolish and just plain dumb to try to. Okay? I know some people don't like a few of those words, and that's okay. It just happens that way. Verse 7 says, do not be wise in your own eyes. Well, what does that look like? Okay, what does being wise in your own eyes look like? Maybe trying to direct your own path. Maybe trying to resist evil on your own without acknowledging Yahweh. The only evil we're dealing with in this world is from a couple that pulled the wrong fruit off the wrong tree. That's how evil came into this world, as far as we're concerned. Abba Yah said, you can eat from any tree, any plant of the garden, but that one, don't touch it. So he heard them. See, again, now we flip back to verse 6. Adam heard him, but Adam didn't tell Eve. The sin was Adam's because Adam didn't tell the story. So Eve had the authority in her own mind, in her own misguided thinking, to believe she could be wise in her own eyes. She didn't realize Yahweh completely. She didn't understand him. She didn't fear him. And she didn't allow that understanding to keep her from evil. Instead of departing, she became part. And now we have to try to work through that aspect. Healing shall be good to your navel and marrow to your bones. When that relationship is made right again, was made right, and I believe it was made right, if you get into some of the older extra-biblical writings, you can see that Adam and Eve did, after being removed from the garden, did begin to honor Yah. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Our eyes will deceive us. Fear Yahweh. By every definition, if you don't know what definition applies here, is it dread? Is it actualization? Is it excitement? Is it awe? Figure it out. He's not going to beat you with a stick if you come to him and say, hey, Papa, explain this to me. Some of us, unfortunately, have had fathers like that in the natural experience. Abba Yah isn't like that. Abba Yah is not like that. If something happened where you slipped and you fell, he's going to care enough, and he's going to love us back the right way. Okay, we've already seen that through what happened on the torture stake. Healing shall be to your navel and marrow to your bones. He'll raise you up again. He'll make you strong. He'll stiffen your bones so you're not tired and weak. And you'll be able to smile more. This might sound familiar. Verse 9, honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. Here we go again. The Bible counter-verifying itself, re-verifying itself. We just talked about that when Yami was teaching. Honor Yahweh with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase, and your barns shall be filled with plenty. What do your barns look like? Is it a barn or is it just a little metal tin yard shed like the one I'm looking at that my neighbor's got? Which actually wouldn't be bad because I don't actually have a garden shed, much less a barn. And your barn shall be filled with plenty, and your wine vat shall burst with new wine. Okay, I didn't even got a wine vat, but I can pretty much understand what that's saying. Okay? This was written at a specific time when certain types of industry and commerce were done. It's not so much here, but we still need to apply the initial principle to expect any kind of an increase, to expect any kind of a bruchata beyond what we're able to work for. There's an exercise of faith. You know, everybody wants to argue, is this whole, you know, believing in Yahweh thing, is it faith over works? Is it grace over faith? What's the situation? You know, well, some people would define everything as works and faith. Let me prove it to you. Let me not over-exaggerate. The Sadducees and Pharisees took offense at Yeshua when he spoke to the man with the withered hand and told him to stretch forth his hand. So even in that stretching forth, the uber religious, the worthlessly religious, oops, there I said it, the worthlessly religious will take offense if somebody reaches for a much needed handout or hand up. That's not who Yahweh ever was. That's not how he ever wanted to be seen. That is not his personality. And if you're still questioning me, please, for the love of Yah, look it up on your own. The footnote here says verses 9 and 10, the tithe, the first 10% of one's increase belongs to Yahweh. Genesis 28:20-22. If someone does not tithe to Yahweh, he is robbing from Yahweh. Malachi 3:8. And will not be baruchatad. Yahweh challenges the skeptic to test him and see if by being faithful with the tithe, he will not be baruchatad abundantly. Malachi 3:9-10. Again, please, for your good, check it out on your own. Okay, so we have talked about how we're supposed to behave, how we're supposed to think. Dad's correcting us. Dad through Solomon is correcting us. Our heavenly Papa through our big brother Solomon is correcting us. And he says, okay, this is how you're going to get your allowance. Once your chores are done, this is how you're going to get your allowance. Yeah, you've been faithful. You've gone out and worked, and you've hopefully surrendered your 10% and not done it begrudgingly. But if you didn't, this is for those of us that were a little reluctant with it. My son, do not regret, I think the KJV says despise, the chastening of Yahweh. And do not hate his correction. Now, I am going to go out on a limb. I really need to do the study to back it up. But I am going to guess that the Hebrew understanding of chastening probably comes from the same or similar root to the Hebrew word for wisdom. Because you cannot read child abuser into the definition of chastening just by the sound of the word. You just can't. It sounds, it's more of a coaxing, of a, you know, kinder, gentler prodding. Now, that's not to say if you keep making the same mistake over and over again, that IBI is not going to smack you with a, you know, a little harder with that stick. But just be big enough to realize that if that's what you're getting, you probably didn't listen to it clearly enough. And then it's just, do not hate his correction. If we, you know, it's funny because we look at this world today and Yahweh still calls us, you know, the sheep of his pasture. He still calls us his flock. We like sheep have gone astray. Okay. We need something to keep us in line because we are all children. We're not adults in Yah. We are children. Okay. If that rod of correction has to be used a little bit stronger, it's going to get uncomfortable. But none of us are big enough to take that rod out of Yahweh's hand and turn it on him, and I wouldn't suggest to try. But then look at verse 12. For whom Yahweh ahavas, or loves, he corrects. Even as a father corrects the son with whom he is pleased. The Elohim of this world, or the God of this world, HaSatan, does not correct lovingly. He's deceived us into thinking he has, or he does, but he doesn't. He could be likened to the father that's out working on the car with his son, and his son bumps the wrong tool and knocks it on the ground, and all of a sudden, dad grabs the top of the hood and slams it on his son's fingers. That's HaSatan. That's this world. That is the nonsense that we have been convinced we need to believe about Yahweh, simply because we haven't gone through the exercise of opening the cover of the book to read what's inside it. And I cannot encourage strongly enough that we each individually break that habit, come to him in the morning, praise him, pray to him, decree his word back into our own ears, and declare his goodness over our lives so that we can live on earth as it is in Shamayim, because that was always his desire for us. There's no two ways around it. You cannot find me a doctrine that says otherwise in this book. I dare you to try. We have a good, good L that just wants to be gooder and gooder. But we have to be listening for it. We have to be listening for that message to come through, knowing in our knower that we know where it's coming from and who's saying it. Abba, yeah, in the name of Yeshua, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for your wisdom, your shachma. And Abba, I like that word shachma. I really do, because your power, your authority should flow into and out of us like an electrical current. Yeah, it's like we're like you're in the dead of winter walking across the carpeted floor, and all of a sudden you reach out and touch your loved one or your pet or whatever, or a metal doorknob. And you get a jolt of static electricity. Now, static has got two different meanings. Abba, help us to hear you so that the message we convey, so that the message that we are a conduit of, so the message that runs through the cables that we are is clear and pure, is not frayed, that there aren't any shorts, that it's not arcing anywhere, Abaya, but that it's running through the way it's supposed to and lighting up the world the way it's intended to. Abba, you are so amazing that you've even proven this point within our own bodies. By using electricity to keep the synapses in our brains firing. So, Abba, if it's at work in us, it's got to work through us as well. So, Abba, in the name of Yeshua, I just pray that this word finds and takes root in excellent soil and that it bears fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold and more. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, and amen. And now there's going to be a brief pause while I find something to play so I'm not talking. Hallelujah. Let's go with some Mercy Me. Bring the rain.
Forever am in you. Maybe since
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yami, would you be willing to pray us out this morning as we end the praise, prayer, decree, and declare an outstanding morning this morning? And I want to thank Yami and Marissa for joining me. I want to thank the Ruach HaKodesh for being here. And after Yami's done, just go in shalom. Have a Boker Tov, and we'll see you again tonight at 9:07 on Rook 2.0 Ruach Reflections. Yami.
Hallelujah. Father, you are setting your table before us, and we have been feasting this morning, and we thank you for that. And Father, now with all the nourishment in the Ruach that we've received, let us bring a sacrifice of praise unto you. And in this day, allow us to use all that energy to do the work of the that you have us, our place in the kingdom. Let us do our part and accomplish your plan in this earth that is already established by you. And as we continue to grow, we will go forth with joy. And we again say thank you, and let each of us reach another and touch someone with your pen of love. Father, remember in that old song, when you dip the pen of love in our heart, let us be the pen, the vessel that you use, so that you write on the heart of us all and of those you call for us to touch today, and leave that mark with the kind of ink that does not fade away, but stays eternal. So we feasted at your table, and we've entered the kingdom of life eternal. And so we go forth in joy today. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for that, Yami.